Hello, everybody. Welcome to a very special limited series production of the Con Guys show. This is our San Diego Comic-Con update show. We're going to bring you kind of like a, you know, on Netflix, you know, Tom, how they have what the special, what do they call them? Limited series. This is a limited series.
We used to call them mini series back in the 70s.
I know. You know what? Let's call this a mini series. This is a Con Guy mini series leading up to the San Diego event in July. And what all we're concentrating on is San Diego, where we're going to be counting down to San Diego with a series of informative episodes that will bring you exactly what you need to know, how to get ready for this awesome, the biggest popular arts geek fest in the country, which is
San Diego. The world.
Is it the world? No, Brazil's got a bigger one, don't they?
Seriously?
Yeah, 300,000 people apparently show up. But I think this, I know it's how they count.
Brazilians believe in body odor or believe in deodorant more than Americans.
Oh my gosh, there goes half of our Brazilian audience. Okay. my name is Jim. I am part of the Con Guy show and so glad to be with you. One of the original
Con Guy.
Well, I like to think of the Con Guy more as a cult, a movement.
A cult of personality?
Cult of personality. But of course, coming to us from Florida, one of our favorite people, Mr. Tom Parham. Please introduce yourself, my friend.
Hi, I'm Dr. Thomas Parham, chair of the Visual and Media Arts Department at Palm Beach Atlantic University in West Palm Beach.
He is a PhD, which is why his cool little tag here, Blurred PhD, is one of the best ones I've ever heard. I just love it. I love it. So anyways, two dates. Usually on the San Diego Comic-Con year, there are two dates that put fear in the hearts of everybody attending. The first, general badge sales, which happened last fall. It's out. It's done with. If you don't have a badge now,
you're not going.
Yeah. But the next one, which probably causes almost as much consternation and frustration. If not more. And I'm going to ask Tom to kind of fill us in on his experience. And we're going to talk about that. The hotel sale, the general hotel sale, which just happened last week. The emails are going out for confirmations for hotels now. They've been going out the past couple of weeks. They're out.
They're out. Done. Yeah.
So if you haven't received it, Tom, what is your experience this year with the hotel sale?
Well, I remember the day when it was first come, first served.
Yep.
And so if you had a good internet connection, you had a high probability of getting a hotel downtown. Then some genius decided, oh no, let's make it fair for everybody. And we'll have a waiting room. And then at the appointed time, we'll let people move from the waiting room into the reservation room. Yeah, that has never worked for me. And then last year, they didn't send me any emails whatsoever. So Jim had to tell me, literally, Jim has bailed took us out with the Second Chance Hotel. Because, they have a history of not sending me emails. This year, my pro guest got the email about the hotel lottery link. I didn't get one. I had to fill out the form, and then they sent me the link the next day. So, because I knew on Monday, somebody posted on Facebook, hey, Hotel Apocalypse is drawing nigh, so you should have gotten your email with the link. I did not. And my pro guest did. Thanks for, ignoring me.
Well, they let us know Monday that it was happening Wednesday. Or they may have let us know as soon as Wednesday. Sunday, that it was happening Wednesday.
It was Monday.
I think it was. And we kind of knew it was in the realm of getting ready to happen. But that was like a quickie. Do you think there's a reason it's like so quick like that? Do you think they are trying to catch people off guard? By the way, I love San Diego Comic-Con. I know you do as well. We're on panels there. We love the guys. But On Peak handled the reservation. So let's not confuse it. This isn't San Diego Comic-Con International proper that handled these reservations.
It's their subcontractor.
Subcontractor called On Peak. But I do remember what you're talking about, Tom, back in the day. Not just a few years ago.
Used to wear an onion on my belt because that was the style at the time. Classic Simpsons, man.
Oh, did you see they killed off a main character?
I rarely watch The Simpsons anymore.
I didn't either. But it's a guy, I guess, who has a guy in the bar that barely ever speaks. Bald Larry or something like that. Anyways, let's get back to this. The Simpsons killed off a character and they had to go spread his ashes. I'm going to have to watch that one. I don't know why those types of episodes. Spreading ashes is sad. I know that
they killed Maude Flanders. I remember that one.
Did he die?
Maude Flanders.
Oh, Maude. Yeah.
Because the actress wanted to quit the show. So she I'm laughing because the way she died was so random. At a sporting event, she got hit by like one of the t-shirt cannon things and plummeted to her death. So Ned became a bachelor.
Oh,
if I remember correctly, he had a brief crisis of faith. But
Ned. Well, listen, let's talk about hotel sales. So hotel sales just happened. And what you were talking about, because you are you come in on a professional badge, and usually the professional badges, they do let you guys know ahead of time that the hotel sale is about to happen, right?
No, they don't.
They don't?
Not this year.
So this...
Not this year, not last year. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago. It must have been 2 years ago. You texted me. I was literally on the way home from work. You texted me. I happened to check. I pulled over, stopped my car, and went online for the second chance. I don't know what it is. They just don't, you know, I'm getting a complex because just not telling me about stuff.
You know what I think it was, though? They went to the new member ID registration system. So
I've had a member ID since they went to that system, though.
Well, no, I've had a member ID I've been going since 2007. So I've had a member ID
since... I've had attending pro status since 96.
Okay. But I do know that last year I didn't receive the email either. And so I was scrambling, trying to find out how to get in it. Cause you know, they send you a link, which is a link to your member ID to get in and try to get a room. So, but I think for us, it was just, the member ID, our profile had been, something went wrong in there. They were able to fix it and they helped us out. We did miss the hotel sale, but I mean, we're fine now. But last year, what was cool, and this is what I want to talk about. All right, hotel sales, done, over. You didn't get a room. What do you do now? Tom, do you have a plan?
Oh, no, I have a room. Because
you did get a room.
This year, well, no, my buddy who got the email that I didn't, I got back from chapel. I had to do something in chapel, which runs from 11 to 11:45. So I got back to my office at 11:55, logged on, didn't get into the waiting room or didn't get into the reservation site till 12:25. And I've gotten terrible hotels or no hotels at earlier times. My buddy Paul Williams texted me the day before and said, hey, should I go on and try to get us a room? Will that increase our odds? And I said, absolutely, because we have different member IDs. And reading the FAQs, they said, don't log on with the same member ID.
Right.
Log on with different ones. He got in at 5 after, 12:05.
Yeah.
We got like the Sheraton Marina, you know, the one that's like near the airport and quite a ways, you know, like a 20-minute shuttle ride away.
Yeah, and they had a lot of airport construction last year. I remember that. That was kind of miserable.
Yeah.
Either last year or 2 years ago. I forget which one. Oh, last year. Because I had to pick someone up.
And so at the appointed time, that was yesterday. Yeah, today's only Tuesday. Jeez. But he got the email, you know, hotel reservations. So he said, hey, he was very, he was bummed because he got the Sheraton. You know, it's kind of like Charlie Brown. I got a rock. I didn't get an email at all. And a couple hours later, I got the email. So sorry, you got into the reservation room too late. It's like you assigned me randomly from the waiting room. It's like there's nothing you can do to increase your odds if it's done randomly. It's just, because if it's truly random, I shouldn't get screwed every single time, but it is.
When it was first come, first serve, did you have better success?
Oh, when I had first come, first serve, I usually got the Marriott.
Yeah.
I mean, multiple years in a row because it was first come, first serve.
The way they say it now is like, as long as you get in, once you get in, you have about 10 minutes to make your, it doesn't matter. You're randomized, blah, blah, blah. But if you go on to like a X or some of the other message boards and whatever, people that get in at 9:01 usually get some of their choices. People that get in at 9:03 usually get their last choice. 9:05, you got something, right? But it,
but there's no way to, I mean, I don't know how this random system works though, because for me, it's not random. It's, you know, habitual. I get screwed.
Yeah. It's the, you know, it's the same system that they use for tickets to the D23 Expo this year. Cause
Don't get me started on D23 because the website wasn't working. And I tried the first times I tried in, oh, we're having technical difficulties. Please try back later. And when I tried day two, oh, we're sold out. It's like, really? Whatever. Yep.
Well, it's the same thing. They use the same little, the little walking man that says you're going into the waiting room. And
yeah, I want to fire that walking man.
All right, so you do have a room for this year. Thank goodness.
Yep.
All right. And where is it at again?
At the Sheraton, the one, the marina, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, by the airport.
Yeah, by the airport.
Okay, cool, cool. All right. That's a good hotel, though.
Yeah, but it's inconvenient. I mean, you know.
Last year, and this is what I want to encourage everybody, your first option, your first option.
Befriend a vendor.
Yes, yes, and yes. Okay. Absent that, all deposits are due on the rooms this week.
Yeah.
So what happens at the end of the week if someone does not give a deposit or they want to release the room? The rooms are released, so the inventory will go live. So they're going to have a good selection of rooms that are going to be not used. So, like, if you were not selected, don't fret. However, on Thursday, May 2nd, the remaining inventory, like everybody has returned their rooms, everybody's not paid their deposits. On Thursday, May 2nd, it becomes live again. So, like, you can go on to the OnPeak hotel site, you know, just check your member ID. Just go to, just Google San Diego Comic-Con hotels OnPeak. It'll take you to the site, and all the rooms that you see at that point will be live. They will go quickly. I have a feeling that it's going to open up around 8 or 9 in the morning, West Coast time, when this goes live. I don't know the exact time, but you know, we'll be keeping an eye on it. I know that the unofficial blog will probably tweet out. We'll probably tweet out from X. Are we Xing out? Who knows? Anyways, so
I think it's tweeted, now known as X.
Whatever. So Thursday, May 2nd. So don't fret. That is how we got our hotel last year, and we got the half, but we were not able to get downtown. There were, because what happens is, you know, you can select 4 days, and a lot of the stuff that opens up,
they got to stop doing that. They need to say, you need to do 4 days in a row, because it's not fair that somebody's going to book, like, I'm going to book a really cool hotel within walking distance of the con Friday only.
Yeah, I agree with you. They need to make some changes. Like, do you think, okay, I personally believe that and they're trying to do it, but people can still get hotels. Wait, are you able to get a hotel if you do not have a badge downtown?
No.
No.
Oh, I mean, you can get a hotel, but you're not going to get the con rate. And you're going to pay out at the yin yang.
So the fact that they send you your own personal email, that's trying to guarantee that it's reserved for people with badges. Because it used to be downtown would be flooded with people from everywhere. And it still kind of is. But they've done a good job of trying to keep out the non-con attenders. But like what you were saying, what if the downtown hotels were reserved for those who were staying the entire time? 4 days.
They need to do something. Because last year, for the second chance thing, there were some really nice downtown hotels available, but not 4 days in a row. It's like, oh, we've got, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, and not, it's just, or, it's just, it needs to be people who are all 4 days.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I don't know, on peak, somebody just needs to make some better rules. You must make a reservation for all 4 days.
Because
didn't you have to move? Was it last
year? We moved. We had to move.
That's crazy.
Well, like we got a hotel for Wednesday night, preview night, that was not our hotel for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but then we stayed over Sunday and we were able to, so for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we were out at Half Moon Bay, which is a beautiful resort, just an awesome resort, especially if you love Polynesian pop and tiki. It's fantastic.
I think it's not too far from, that's the one like more toward closer to Point Loma or on Point Loma.
I'm not real sure. It's right across from the Bali High restaurant, right on the water. Our room, we were able to upgrade for no cost because the guys at the front desk were great. And our room was this big suite with giant patio doors, two different balconies onto the bay with all the boats. I was like, it made me not want to go to the convention because I just wanted to hang out at this beautiful resort.
San Diego is pretty much my favorite city on the planet.
So. It's amazing. It is amazing. So that was good. But we were able to get that once, basically the second round. It wasn't the hotel sale, but it was the second round once everything was loosened up. But again, like you said, we had to pick a couple different hotels to fit together to get in. So you might have to do that to get in. But if you're willing to be in the Outer Rim, the Outer Rim hotels, have you ever stayed out like in Mission Valley or Hotel Circle? What about Hotel Circle?
No.
I've stayed at Hotel Circle and it's not a bad job. It's not a bad deal. It's not downtown.
The advantages is you've got shopping and restaurants that aren't trying to price gouge you real close by. But the problem, but if you actually want to go to panels and stuff and costume and whatnot, there's no substitute. You know, those halcyon days of like the early aughts where I'm in the Marriott, you know, I could just pack my car out with a bunch of costumes and it's like, I feel like changing. It's like, I will. You know, I would not have been able to bring Heimdall, you know, the year I had Heimdall, which is a meme, by the way. Heimdall takes the escalator. Look it up, folks. I show all my students. They're like, oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
Wait, is it you?
Yeah. But I would not have been able to bring that costume because my car was so, I mean, I just had enough space in my car to get the costume pieces in between the sword and the helmet and the other pieces and the luggage and, you know, but it's just. It's frustrating.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll have better control at the actual panels for the con. I have this love-hate relationship. I always complain about all the stuff that's terrible, and then I keep coming back, but whatever.
Well, you stayed with us 1 year, I remember, because you were on a panel, but this was at WonderCon.
That was WonderCon. That was the year when I checked the policy about weapons.
And then you went all the way...
And then they send me back. It's like you got to de-string your bow. It's a compound bow. You don't just snap your. You know, I know better now. If I ever do an arrow based character again, it's either going to be clearly a toy with rubber bands, or I will have the kind of bows that break down and not a string on them. So
yeah,
much easier.
I one thing I do remember those because I got you in the car and said, well, let's get you back because your panel was like starting in 10 minutes. And we got you almost there, but you had had some like a pain in your hip. And so you were having, you know, a little bit of hip difficulty, but we couldn't, there was no way to get you to the front door. It was impossible.
Nope.
But that was a frustrating day.
I think they've fixed that now that if you've got ADA, they'll let you go to that drop off. Yeah, it's really, boy, you'd think that people would be better about some of this stuff. It's like, come on, it's not rocket science, people. No. And each year it just gets more and more convoluted. Oh, you can't park here.
I know.
You need to make your parking reservations weeks ago. The email that you didn't get.
Parking's another issue we'll cover on another episode. But for today, wait for the live inventory. It's coming up May 2nd. Get on that first thing in the morning. If you guys want a chance of a downtown room, you might be able to put together two downtown rooms, or you might be able to put together 2 days in Mission Valley, 2 days downtown. You can work it out. It's not convenient, but you can make it work. Also, the rooms in the Outer Rim will be available. The Outer Rim. On Peak, every single year that I've gone, there have been rooms available if you're willing to do the Outer Rim. I just call it Mission Valley, Hotel Circle, different way up a little. up until the day of the convention. There's always rooms available if you're willing to, you know, take the shuttle. Shuttles go to all these places, or you can drive. So don't give up. Another option that On Peak has made available, this is kind of cool. They allow room swaps right now. So call, yeah, which is interesting. You can call On Peak. I would wait until May the 2nd or close to May the 2nd or a little bit after that. People swap rooms. There's a phone number you can call. It's 312-527-7270. 312-527-7270. We'll put it on the website. We'll put it in the notes here.
Text to me after we get done.
I'll text it to you. If you can get right now, they're not answering phones. Nobody right at On Peak is answering right now. Once we get a little bit closer to the live rooms, and once we get a little bit past that, people will start swapping rooms. It's kind of painless. The person whose name is on the room has to sometimes be the one to call, but you can call and you might be able to get a room closer downtown. Just call them, be super nice, and don't be an ass. Be nice. And
people don't realize you catch a lot more flies with honey than with vinegar.
Yes. Another option. There will be cancellations, guys. There will be cancellations. So be checking. Check the On Peak site. I'm telling you, up until the day, there are cancellations. Even though people get penalized, you will get penalized. I think you get penalized a night or something like that. So when do you know when it is when there you cannot get your money back?
Sometime in May, which I think is kind of goofy. It's like they should let you, you know, like a better room comes available on May 2nd. It would be optimal if you could actually just, I guess, I don't know if that's considered a swap or whatever, but I don't know. It's just like if you want to do the advance, you know, guaranteed thing and you're not quite in the outer rim.
Oh, the early bird sale.
The early bird sale, but that's still, they never do downtown hotels for the early bird sale.
Early bird sale is never downtown hotels, but it's if like you just want to guarantee your
Liberty Station used to not be an official con hotel back in the day. And now it is, because 1 year, you know, I think one of the first times I got screwed because I was a Marriott Gold member. I made the reservation at the Liberty Station Marriott. And then the next year it was an official con hotel.
Where's the Liberty Station Marriott at?
Near the naval base.
Okay.
What used to be the Liberty Station is what used to be NTC San Diego.
Yeah, there's a just so you guys know, a Coronado Inn is a little bitty hotel. I'm just giving away secrets right now. It's a little bitty hotel that is not part of the On Peak. It's never been a part of the On Peak sale unless it was this year. I haven't checked. It's right across the bay, facing the convention center. There's two little, the Coronado Inn and the Coronado. It's another part of the inn. I've stayed there a couple of years, and you walk down, hop on the ferry. It takes you right across. Ferry brings you back at the end of the day. You go back to your, there's some options if you're willing to look for it, which brings me to our next spot, which is, go outside the system, hotels.com. TripAdvisor is a good one.
Those hotels, usually everybody jacks up their prices. It's nuts.
Expect expensive hotels. Although for the years that I did go, I haven't gone to the Coronado Inn in a while. Their prices didn't get jacked up much. I mean, it's almost like they're just a nice older couple that was just keeping it around for people to enjoy. But you're right. You can try these things. You're going to get jacked up. You're also will find some, you'll find the hotels like down in National City. I know you're going south.
Be you know careful. What they call National City, right?
Why?
They call it Nasty City.
I stayed there. I can attest that you know why. Yes, it wasn't the nicest spot.
When I was stationed there in the 80s, one of my classmates' mom was in town, and she called it Naughty City by accident.
Listen, I don't want to disparage a whole town, but I do want to say that the hotel we stayed in was affordable, but not cheap.
Old Town's nice, too, but again, it's away from the center of the activity. So,
Where's Old Town?
Old Town's off the 5 freeway. That's where That's where I had my very first fajita.
Is that where we met you last year for breakfast?
Last year we were close. closer, or
there was a place, there was like this big, it used to be a military base, and they
that's Liberty Station.
That's Liberty Station. I love that area.
Yeah, there's still some government stuff around there, but no, that whole area was Naval Training Center San Diego.
Yeah.
So the government turned much of the land back over to the city for, you know, that's where the Vons is, and
yeah,
the Five Guys, and I don't know if the comic book store is still there. It was kind of not a bad little comic book shop, but yeah, that's where we had. That was a great brunch place, by the way. We should do that again.
In just a couple weeks, free comic book day. I haven't been able to experience it. It's on May the 4th. May the 4th, free comic book day.
May the 4th be with you.
All right. So, okay, hotels.com, TripAdvisor, they're going to be pricier. But one thing I would caution against, Airbnb. It's a great thing for some spots, but not during Comic-Con. I know that, I think they even have some, have they outlawed it in San Diego?
I have no idea, but...
But so many people have been screwed by using Airbnb. Yeah. You show up and it's not.
You hear the horror stories.
Yeah. I just wouldn't do it. Here's another option that I've done before. My very, very first time attending Comic-Con, I didn't realize that the hotels were so hard to get or how expensive they were. So I got a hotel, me and my buddy Greg, in Carlsbad. We got a hotel in Carlsbad and drove in every day.
Wow.
That was back before they had the parking sale. You know, there's now a parking lottery, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. One year, because I didn't have the hotel guaranteed, I bought parking, and then we got a hotel, and then I ended up having to eat a day of parking because, we're past the, it's just a scam.
It is. It's kind of scary. We back then, you didn't have to get it. We could just drive in and find a parking lot, and then they had all the rickshaw guys on the bikes, and you just hop on and give them $10 and they take you to the convention center. It was great. Since I have discovered downtown hotels, which are my favorite, of course, driving in from Carlsbad is no longer a thing for me.
Although if you ever got stuck in Carlsbad, there is the train.
Let's talk about that. That's an awesome option for people who don't want to get involved in the hotel sale. The trains, how much does it cost? A round trip to San Diego from like Carlsbad and back, like $20-$30?
I can't remember the exact price, but I've never done it. But the thing about Carlsbad, that is a stop on the train. My very first Comic-Con was 86 when I was on active duty. But my next Comic-Con as a civilian, I took the train down from LA and it was a very pleasant drive or ride.
That's cool. The thing about it, one of the experiences that I've never experienced, but some of my friends have, Ben, who's on the show sometimes, is the train trip from Los Angeles to San Diego on preview night or on any of the days of Comic-Con. It's basically a Comic-Con Express with cosplay galore. It's like a rolling party for like 2 hours, 3 hours, however long it takes for the train to get down to Comic-Con. It sounds fun.
From the creators of Bullet Train, Comic-Con Express.
You're missing a big chunk of the convention if you go down and back to LA every day. But from what I understand, some of the actors and whatnot from Los Angeles do take the train down and hop off. So it's a cool experience if you've not experienced that. I don't know if I'm going to do it, but it does stop in San Clemente. If you want to grab a room in San Clemente, which is the most beautiful beach town on the coast there with the most beautiful pier, you can stay in San Clemente right into Comic-Con every day. I think Oceanside has a stop, and I know Carlsbad has a stop. I know there's those three. You can even, if you want to stay up in, because it goes all the way to stinking Santa Barbara, but I don't think you want to go quite that far. You'll never get to Comic-Con.
That's a bit, if I'm going to Santa Barbara, I'm going to stay there, man. I love
Santa Barbara. Going to Santa Barbara, I'm doing wine tasting for the day. All right. There's one more. Other than that, there is a website. I know the owners, they're great people. It's called Friends of Comic-Con. You can go in, set up a profile, and they will be having room swaps and available rooms from now for the next, month or two about the rooms. And it's a very reputable site. They've been around for a very long time, but they're one of the sites where you can actually go on and put in, I wouldn't swap rooms on Craigslist. I wouldn't swap rooms on almost anything online, but Friends of Comic-Con is reputable. They have been doing it for a while, so I think you could do it. Other than that, there's always, but this doesn't happen much anymore, there's always a Hall H line. You can just sleep on the sidewalk if you, and a lot of people,
I don't think they're letting people do that anymore.
I don't, they did it last year, but it's very, it's kind of different. They're like, if you still go up in the tent area last year, you still had people sleeping, but it's not like it used to be, you know, when you had throngs of people everywhere, like you get the, you, and it's because you can get the bracelet, wristband, and you can go back to your room. But some people just decide, I'm going to stay out. Yeah, we'll let them. Tom, any other bits of advice for people? I mean, we've gone over it. You know, Thursday, May 2nd, the site goes
General
live
Hotel
again.
Sale.
Say that again?
General Hotel Sale.
General Hotel Sale, passed. But the General Hotel Sale Part 2 is May 2nd. You can get an Outer Rim room and just check the shuttle routes. Check on Peak up until the day of. You can do room trades on Peak. So 312-527-7270. Call that number up until the day of. Keep on trying. There will be cancellations. You can try the hotels.com, TripAdvisor. You're going to pay a little bit out the nose for that one, but you can try it. Or I'll be honest with you. If I didn't get a hotel anywhere in the area, I would love to stay in San Clemente and ride down. That's just a beautiful ride. It goes right along the coast. You can get a drink on the train. It's kind of early in the morning for a drink, but yeah, on the way back at least.
It's somewhere.
Tom, are you going the whole time?
Yeah.
Do you know if you're on any panels yet or whatnot?
I usually get asked toward the last minute by people. So,
all right, I might be one of those people. So let's be paying attention. Panel submissions are due right now, so we got to get those things in. Tom, this has been a pleasure. Oh, we're up to 30 minutes, so we got to stop. I promise this would be short nuggets of information. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to our very first episode of the Con Guys Comic-Con Updates. We will be trying to do this. We're going to try to put out about 5 or 6 of these. Who knows? We might go weekly. It depends on what kind of information is released. Tom, we're going to get you back on, especially when the panels are released, so we can talk about that. I think that would be a lot of fun. Anyways, you can find me, Jim, here at The Con Guy. You can also find me on Instagram at James D. Fry. Yes, my name's James. I'm named after my grandfather. God rest his soul. Tom, where can people find you?
You can find me at Blurred PhD on all forms of social media.
All right. Tom, I can't wait to see you in San Diego, and I know we'll talk before then. All right. Good night, everybody. Good night, my friend. Peace.